97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Welcome to the show. My guest today is Marion Graves, who is highlighting the care provided at Signature Health Care of Chapel Hill. Marion, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Sharon.
It's a pleasure. Friends, Marion has a very special story to tell that I think all of you should hear, especially if you have to take care of mom or dad, just someplace where you really need to have special care. Marion, why don't you begin by telling us what happened with your mother?
Well, a few years ago, back in 2016, we were notified as a family that my mother had brain tumors. One was removed through radiology, called a CyberKnife, and then the other was going to remain there because it was wrapped around the central nervous system of her body. Eventually, over time, that grew. So back in 2016, October 2016, we got the call that my mother kept falling, didn't know why. She's starting to have accidents on herself, just kind of a bad situation. So me being the eldest of three children, I went to see about my mom and thought to bring her back here to North Carolina and to live with my husband and I so that we can get her the care that she needs. And then finding out the care that she needed, the brain tumor had shut off one side of her brain with oxygen. The other side was hemorrhaging with blood, which allowed her to continuously fall, have accidents, can't get off the floor, to where she would end up, you know, black and blue, didn't recall where she was, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So bringing her back to North Carolina so she can receive the health care we needed led her to have brain surgery to where the tumors had to be removed. That being said, it left her body really weak, and she had to learn how to walk all over again.
How were her spirits during this time, Marion?
Because she was so mobile and so active before, she went into a depression where she wanted to give up. She didn't understand, you know, how this is happening. But as a family, you know, we always, you know, promote positive thinking. This is just a stepping stone to something greater. So we got to go through this. Come on, I'm here with you. We're going to walk through this step by step together. And then at the end of the bright side, you'll be walking again and you'll be back to normal in no time.
Positive thinking.
Positive thinking.
Way to do it.
Yeah.
What happened then?
Well, from there, that's when I kind of like was thrown into the fire of learning all about nursing care facilities and providing treatment for my mother. So in that, you know, I learned about kind of like systemic issues, overworking, patient ratio to service provider. It's kind of more patients than service provider. Oftentimes, there's some things that fall through the crack. Mm-hmm. Through that experience, my mother developed an infection where she had her surgery and had to go back to ICU. From there, I took her out of that facility where she was because I thought it was due to a lack of care. And then I put her in another facility. There, she developed a stage 4 wound. There, she developed other complications to where she was repeatedly going in and out of ICU, declining in health to where she was given a life expectancy of April 2017 of 1 year.
Wow.
So fast forward. Our visits to ICU, our visits to Duke University Hospital led every time they saw my mother, they knew us by face. They knew my mother. If they saw my mother, they're like, where's your daughter? If they saw me, they're like, where's your mother? Mm-hmm. You know, how can we help today? So that was very, very frustrating, very, very painful. I have the best husband and daughter and in-laws, my mother-in-law, my other family, extended family, my in-laws, they are fabulous. I have cousins in the area. They gave me ultimate support, you know, during this process. Through all of that, I decided I'm moving her somewhere. Something has got to go. I realize it's a systemic issue, but there's got to be a better way. And meeting one of the most inspirational women that I've ever met in my life, Jacqueline Mitchell, she's the executive director of Signature. So she says, Marion, give us an opportunity. We're not perfect, but if you give us an opportunity, I believe we can make a difference in your mother's life.
Let me stop at this point. How did you know about Signature? Well, Jacqueline told you about?
No.
How did
Research.
Oh.
Research.
Okay.
I went online. I went on state agency sites. I went on healthcare, the health grade. I went on as many websites, as much public information was available. I researched the star rating. You know, I asked questions. I called the directors. I called, started talking to individuals. I just pop up at the facility and start just walking down the aisle just to see what I can see, to see if patients look like as though they were cared for. How about the pleasantries of the staff?
Right.
Were they open and receptive to me being there? Did they have questions? Did they see that I needed some information? What I went off of the daughter gauge, you know, to see if I get the warm and fuzzies.
Right.
Then that's where I wanted her to go.
So you happened upon Signature that way?
Happened to just look at Signature. It was scheduled on my list of things to do when a previous encounter with Jacqueline Mitchell. She said, just give us an opportunity. I'm going to be the new executive director at Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill. Why don't you just give us a chance? So I said, okay, Jackie, I'm trusting you. Within 1 week, Mom was in ICU again. So this time, I called it the big one because that was really close to, she had high blood sugar count, a lot of medical issues going
yes.
on. So I was just afraid. I was like, this is not going to work. Jackie was like, I know things slipped through the cracks, but just give us an opportunity. We'll make it better. We all met. They have a wonderful set of doctors. It's a husband and wife doctor team, Dr. Carol and Sean Smith. And so they started caring for my mother. She has exemplary director of nursing. You got Angie. From the time you walk in the door, you've got Sharon and Candace greeting you warmly. You've got competent staff, nurses that are just fabulous with my mother, Daphne, Tasha, Ebony, Erica. Her CNAs, the one that changed her. We got Christian. We've got her restorative care. We've got Linda. We've got Stacy. We've got an awesome chaplain. We've got Christopher Wyckoff. They've got a rehab, Dr. Karen and her staff. Oh, my God.
This place sounds amazing.
And they are.
Let's take a break. But before we do, why don't you give us some contact information for Signature, either phone number, address.
Sure, mm-hmm. sure. Happy to. They're at 1602 East Franklin Street. Their phone number is area code 919-967-1418.
Would you repeat that phone number?
It's area code 919-967-1418. 1418.
Thank you, Marion. We're going to take a break. And we come back, let our audience hear the rest of your story.
Sounds good.
Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Marion Graves, who is highlighting the care provided at Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest today is Marion Graves, who is highlighting the care provided at Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill. If you've just tuned in, Marion's mom had a bunch of health problems, critical health problems, but now she's found Signature Healthcare and all is going well. Marion, now that you selected Signature Healthcare, what is healthcare like for your mother?
Well, previously she was in and out of ICU. Previously she was in and out of Duke Healthcare. They gave her a life expectancy of 1 year. I am ecstatic to say and grateful to the staff of Signature Healthcare that she succeeded that life expectancy
beautiful,
calculation.
Beautiful.
She's doing well to where she needed blood transfusions, say, every month. She's holding her own.
Oh.
Dr. Smith's, both, mm-hmm. you know, they are actively engaged in providing care for the geriatric aging adults.
Is that what they specialize at Signature?
Well, most of them that are there, they're geriatric. patients.
Excellent.
Yeah,
all right.
Geriatric patients. So they're for your older, your mom, your dad, say, if I had to guess, 60 and above.
All right.
They also, and I don't know all their individual functions, but they also provide rehabilitative care for those that have been injured by strokes or car accidents, etc. So it's not just a skilled care nursing facility. It's also a long-term care as well as a great rehabilitative organization mm-hmm. that actually rehab individuals for returning back to home.
What do you think makes them so special? You tried so many other places, Marion, and now this one is this exceptionally brilliant. What's the difference?
The heart of the people. That's what it boils down to, the heart of the people. No matter how much you make per hour, no matter how many long hours that you make, having the integrity to do your job the best of your ability, no matter how much it can cost you, makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you have someone that, you know, I'm guessing, you know, as a CNA, they just didn't wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm going to be a CNA the rest of my life.
Explain CNA in case our audience doesn't know what
Certified Nursing Assistant.
Got it.
They're the ones who actually do the legwork for cleaning, you know, bowel and bathing the mm-hmm. loved ones and things of that nature. Their care prevents infections, further infections. Their observations alerts the medical staff that there's something going on. The medical staff, in turn, have a protocol that they follow. They follow up on it, and then they provide adequate treatment as necessary. Without the vigilance of the CNA or the nursing staff, the doctors wouldn't know what to do because they go off of what is shared by the nursing staff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all always top down. But the good thing is the heart of Jacqueline Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
And she hired other people in management positions with the same kind of heart.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the director, Angie White. You know, she's a director of nursing. Oh, my God. For the improvements, whatever they have done to the staff, Erica, Ebony, Tasha, Daphne. I can't name all of them because Kathy, you know, she's another one that comes to mind. Christian, Sanu, there's the restorative healthcare nurse, Janae, mm-hmm. you know, too many to know by name.
Yeah.
They all care. And that makes a difference in the world. They work long hours. They work under stressful situations.
Mm-hmm.
And they care. So because of that care, they treat the residents like family. And because they treat them like family, it improves their spirits. And I believe because of the caring hearts and the integrity of the work that they do, my mom is now alive and has exceeded the one-year life expectancy. That's written.
That's written down what they said.
That's written what they said.
You mentioned, Marion, in the first segment that your mom got depressed early on before mm-hmm. you found Signature mm-hmm. Healthcare of Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
What are her spirits like now?
Her spirits are they're uplifted now. So, you know, when I'm there visiting, we have individual members of the staff that just come by and says, hello. They call Mama Joyce. That's what they call her. Hello, Mama Joyce. And she's just like smiling and she's just waving back. She's just pointing back. They have their own little dialogue to where, honestly, I think sometimes she'd rather stay there than come home and just hang out at home while my husband and I are at work.
Well, now that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Will she get to a point where she will be released from Signature Healthcare at Chapel Hill? Because if I make her depressed,
she
loves it there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, you know, I don't know. Honestly, that's a good question. I think it's so comfortable there where she's at, and she's getting the care. I see the strength. I see the strength developed in her arms. I see the strength. I see the care from the wound care doctor. Johnny, who's a wound care nurse, oh my gosh, he works miracles.
A wound care nurse.
They have a fabulous wound care physician on staff. I can't say enough. I believe they are the reason my mother is alive today, because of the care and because of the expertise that they share with the care that has sustained my mother.
Right.
Another year.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So no more surgeries, or she's strictly recuperating
she
now?
She has not had any surgeries. Where she would go to Duke Hospital every once a month or so, Dr. Smith, I'm not sure which one, because both of them are great. You know, they instituted a plan in her diet to increase more iron. No more blood transfusions.
Oh, boy.
She has not had to go back because her blood has not reached the minimum level of critical care. They've been able to maintain everything. She's on her own. She has not had to go back and had to go through that and waiting in the emergency room and waiting for them to get none of that.
None of that.
None of
this
that.
This is a miracle.
It is. You know, I'm a woman of faith.
Yes.
And I believe that God does things in divine order.
And this is an example.
And this is
yes.
an example.
Give
this
us the contact information, if you would, for
sure.
Signature
Healthcare. Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill, mm-hmm. 1602 East Franklin Street. Telephone number 919-967-1418.
When you had to get your mom in, was there a waiting list before she could go in? Or did your friend Jackie or Jacqueline said, mm-hmm. bring her in, she could go in right away?
Well, at that time, there was no waiting list.
Okay.
They just were kind of revamping the staff and management and the facility altogether. They have a very nice facility. They've remodeled, so they have different, you know, nice acoustics. When you go in, you have... it doesn't smell like a skill care facility.
You know what that smell is?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
It smells fresh when you hit the door.
That's what we want to hear when you go. That's mm-hmm. pleasant right there. Mm-hmm. We need to take a break right now, so let's hear some more about Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill when we come back after our break, Marion, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to 97.9 The Hill. My very special guest today is Marion Graves, who is highlighting the care provided at Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill. We will be right back. Please, Uncle. Go away.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
If you've been listening since the beginning of this show, we thank you so much for staying with us to hear everything that Marion Graves has to say. She's Marion Graves, and she's highlighting the care provided at Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill, which has been an amazing experience for her mom, who'd been given 1 year to live. And she's still hanging in. Marion, what about insurance? How is it covered for your mom?
So for my mom, she's a Medicare and Medicaid recipient. So they provide the formularies for their prescription services. All is managed by the doctors that are in-house with Signature Healthcare.
Okay.
As far as private insurance, they definitely may want to check with the executive director to find out what insurance they do take. But for my mom, definitely it's Medicare, Medicaid.
Got it. Now, Marion, why don't you close out by telling us what all of this means to you? What do you want our audience to really learn and really understand and know about Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill?
Sure. So through my experience, I've said this to the staff. I've communicated this to the staff time and time again. Because of them, because of their care, because of their professionalism, because of all that they do, the thankless work that they do, on their own, because they care. I believe that has allowed my mom to live some of her best life at the end, towards the end of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they're the reason that my mother is still here. I do believe that with all of my heart, because of that care. You can be in a brand new facility with shiny chandeliers and everything, but if the heart of the people and the care is not there, it doesn't matter. So here, I know for a fact, because my mother is a walking testimony of the care. And not just my mother, not just focused on my mother. That's spread across all patients. When you come in the door, the patients are smiling. They have a hair salon.
A hair salon?
A hair salon. They have a hair salon.
Beautiful.
for the residents.
Yes.
They have Bible study. They have individual programs. It's something that is again, it's a family experience. And when you go through, you don't see patients that need care or residents that need care in the hallway. They're smiling. They're waving back at you. They're talking to you. What is your name?
Oh, my.
How are you?
That's so different.
And I believe it's because of the heart of the people, and it makes a difference to me.
What about the food?
The food, it smells pretty good when I come in there. I can tell you that.
Yes.
I've heard that it's really, really good. My mother, unfortunately, she has a condition where she pockets her food. So it takes a little bit longer. So I take on that responsibility to feed her, you know, regular food.
Pockets her food. What does that
she
mean?
She just holds it because her brain doesn't tell her to swallow.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So you know, just the weight, taking the weight off the staff. I do that.
I can imagine. You're a beautiful daughter. Your mother is blessed to have you. You're the oldest of three, did you say?
I'm the oldest of three.
You are a blessing, my dear. But give us one more time, if you would, the location and the phone number.
Sure. It's Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill. They're located at 1602 East Franklin Street. Telephone number is area code 919-967-1418. I have that number on speed dial.
On speed dial, I can imagine. Marin, you're a joy. Thank you so much for coming in today and telling our audience about Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill.
And thank you for having me, Sharon.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Marian Graves, who has been highlighting the special care at Signature Healthcare of Chapel Hill. This is Sharon Hill. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.